And for his part, what has Speaker McCarthy said about the deal?
McCarthy is really proud.
Tonight, we're going to do something we haven't done before. Tonight, we're going to give America hope.
Yesterday, as he was walking back and forth to open up the House floor before the full House voted on the bill, he looked really proud of himself. He had this real beaming smile, and that was a different facial expression than we'd seen on him for much of the last couple of weeks when he was really in the thick of these negotiations. He says that it was a fair bill, that it ultimately did succeed in securing certain spending cuts and ultimately getting to a place that averted this kind of economic doom. But he's really proud of the negotiations and completely disagrees with the way the House Freedom Caucus characterizes the agreement.
Well, I'd love to look a little bit at some of the issues members on the other side of the aisle had with this deal. And in particular, those were the new work requirements that were added to some federal programs, like you had mentioned earlier. Now, the entire negotiations, this had seemed to be a really sticking issue that particularly progressive members of the Democratic Party did not want to add work requirements to programs like SNAP, also known as food stamps. Rachel, before we get into how they feel about the final bill, could you unpack that a little bit for me? Why is the issue of work requirements as it relates to programs like food stamps such a sticking issue, particularly for liberal members of the Democratic Party?
What I was hearing from some of the more liberal members of the Democratic Party was basically that food stamps or any sort of negotiation around work requirements just had no place in a debt ceiling argument. Work requirements were a real source of contention throughout these negotiations, and the end result was a little bit quirky. So the agreement does impose new work requirements for SNAP benefits, which used to be called food stamps, basically by raising the age at which people would still have to work or be in a training program in order to qualify. Veterans, people who are unhoused, and young adults who left foster care would be exempt from certain SNAP work requirements. But then there was a little quirk, too. The Congressional Budget Office, which does a lot of estimates for what this bill would actually look like, actually said that an additional 78,000 people per month would actually qualify for SNAP because of this expanded eligibility, which would cost more, but still have more people qualifying for the program.